Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. Drogi. This week, This New Enchantment by R.D. Simmons. It started out with a kiss, as is so often the way. It was a magical kiss. Or rather, it wasn't. That is to say, it wasn't magical in the most literal sense, but the princess certainly felt she was under some kind of enchantment. That was because the boy was so nice, though, and he was just a boy, not a frog, not a monster, not a hero, not a prince. This was just a good, honest tongue-mangling between two amorous young people, which was why it was so confusing when she fell asleep again. The prince found her lying prone in the great hall, and instantly knew something was wrong. The doctors were sent for, and then, when it was clear that this was no ordinary slumber, the witch-finders. The hag who had originally enchanted the princess had been memorably killed with a big stick on that fateful day 1 year past, of course. But perchance she had an evil sister who sought revenge, or another had come forth to claim her dark mantle. The witch-finders brought forth a selection of crones, but they were all well known in the village and showed no aptitude for sorcery. With this, investigations reached something of a dead end. This new enchantment must be an additional clause in the Wicked Witch's original spell, the wise council reasoned, possibly activated by the imminent wedding of the prince and princess, but more than this they could not say. It was fortunate, then, that a young stable hand had the courage to step forward in front of the whole court and vouchsafe that he, had seen the princess kissing a strange man in the great hall, and it was what sent her to sleep. Could he describe the man? No. Yes. He was sort of tall with black hair and a limp? It was not a desperately convincing account, and there were also the question of what the stable hand had been doing in the great hall in the first place. The prince, in particular, was naturally not best pleased by his revelation, and things might have gone hard for the lad but for the fact that the wise counselors were so relieved to have a line of investigation to pursue. Anyway, with the wedding only hours away, there was no time for his story to face a great deal of scrutiny. The stable hand was shooed to one side, and riders were sent out to scour the land for dark-haired men with limps, but without much expectation of success. Thoughts instead turned to the revivification of the princess. Working through the rules of magic in logical fashion, it seemed clear to the wise council that since true love's kiss had woken the princess once upon a time, it stood to reason that a kiss from someone else could have thrust her back into slumber. What then could restore her to a waking state once more? The prince was instructed to kiss the princess, since that had worked so famously 1 year ago. He obliged, somewhat grudgingly, but it failed to produce the desired effect. This was a setback. A whisper went round. Did this mean the prince was not the princess's true love after all? From there, matters might have descended into distinctly unsavory territory as various members of the court began flexing their lips hopefully. Luckily, one courtier brightly suggested that since the princess had originally been sent to sleep by the prick of a briar rose and awoken by a kiss, perhaps this enchantment worked the other way round. A rose thorn was fetched, and the princess jabbed, as gently as possible, with it. She blinked, groaned, and opened her eyes to a barrage of cheers. Her response to learning what had happened was to observe that far too high a value was placed on the kisses of princesses. "It was but an experiment," she said later, when her favorite lady-in-waiting asked what she had been thinking, locking lips with mysterious strangers the night before her wedding. She had only ever experienced true love's kiss, and wished to know what the other sort was like before her wedding day. "And what was it like?" the lady-in-waiting wanted to know. "Oh, magical," said the princess blithely. Meanwhile, in the darkness of the palace courtyard, the stable-hand mounted a horse, cursing his ill fortune that he had not arrived but a year earlier. He had heard the tales of domains where a lad of humble birth could win the hand of royalty, but this was clearly not that kingdom, nor had he met with any luck in the previous five. Still, it was a big continent, and there was a mountain pass to the west that looked promising. A new dawn, a new country, a new princess. Unheeded by the guards, the horse trotted through the gate, bearing the stable hand forth toward what was this time certainly, probably, his destiny. This has been This New Enchantment, written by R.D. Simmons. Thanks for tuning in to Manowaker Studios' Flash Fiction Podcast. Manowaker is made possible by listeners like you on Patreon. Join the community to get early access to new episodes, special perks, and even a subscription to Manowaker Books. Just visit patreon.com/manowaker or tap the link in the show notes and help keep the stories coming.